Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Lean Toss-Up CDL podcast. It is major two time, two of our four majors for this year. That's it. It's been a long time coming. Feels like forever, but it has only been 5 weeks. I am joined, as always, by my co-host, CDL Metrics. How are you doing tonight, and you ready for major two?
Yes, yeah, it's an exciting time of the year. Yeah, we have major two coming up this weekend. Obviously, we'll talk about that a lot in the next 45 minutes to an hour. But we have March Madness tipping off today. The first four games are tonight and tomorrow night. I'm watching one on my TV in the background here. It's a couple 16 seeds, so they're not going to do much in the tournament, but still, it's cool that March Madness is back. As a huge college basketball fan like myself, just fun. Maybe the best postseason tournament there is. And I am rocking a baseball shirt because opening day already happened. Major League Baseball is in Korea for a couple games, and they're technically regular season games between, I think it's the Padres and the Giants, or the Padres and the Dodgers, or something like that. But they're on at 4 a.m., so I'm not really watching them that much. But still cool that all this is happening all at once. So yeah, excited to talk.
Yeah. I'm rocking Florida Atlantic tonight. We do some polling with Florida Atlantic University, full disclosure, for my job. That's all public knowledge if you follow me. But yeah, they're also in the college basketball tournament. They play in a couple days. But I thought, yeah, I'll rock the merch for tonight. That's fine. So yeah, I am not American. I've not been to any university competing in the thing, but we do some polling with them. So sure, I'll rock the merch during March Madness. Okay, news of the week. Yeah, this. I don't know what happened here. This was, like, the spread was 62.5 and they won. I have no clue what happened. Yeah, that's my reaction as well. They just messed around for the first two maps, and then they kind of messed around in the third map, then they buckled down in the fourth map, and then they randomly, they then lost the last map. What are your thoughts on this? Is this something we should expect from FaZe? Was this just we're gonna mess around a bit and try some things? What are your thoughts on what happened here?
Yeah, I think it's a little bit of that. Anytime you have one of the best teams face off against one of the worst teams in a very non-consequential game like this, I'm positive LA Gorillas were locked into loser's bracket at this point, and FaZe were locked into a top four seed, I think, but locked into winner's bracket nonetheless. Like, sometimes the better team will say, hey, let's veto the maps that we're good at, or just decide not to play those maps and see if we can get some valuable experience on some other maps. Maybe that was the case. High-rise control comes through. That's a control map that just isn't played a lot by anybody. A lot of invasion. Sub-base game one is a stronger map, I'd say, for LA Gorillas. But still, you'd expect FaZe to be favored on pretty much any map versus LA Gorillas, even their good ones, or even their bad ones, I should say. But yeah, I wanted to ask you if you remember an upset this big, because LA Gorillas going into that match were 16-1 to win outright, pretty sizable underdogs even to win a map, and they win the first two. Like, it was shocking to see. And then game three and game four happen, and you're like, okay, FaZe will pull this out in reverse sweep in a scary matchup. But no, LA Gorillas win the second search and destroy. Yeah, they look great in that mode, won 6-3, 6-3 in those two search and destroys. So just a weird result. The only other match that comes to mind was, I think it was Cold War, FaZe versus Surge at Major.
Surge,
yeah,
in the
four.
Major. That's exactly what I was about to say.
Yeah.
Yep.
And it was like Octane and Classic and Gunless and Prestini, maybe, were the four. I could be totally wrong on that, but those felt like the guys on that team. And yeah, like Classic had like just subbed in like that major, so he really hadn't played much, or maybe he was on another team and got traded. Either way, FaZe and Cold War were they were a beast, maybe the most dominant team we've seen in a CDL season, and they go up against Seattle Surge in, I can't remember what round it was, maybe losers round one or losers round two or something like that. And yeah, Surge got the better of them, and that was shocking when it happened. I don't remember, obviously, what the odds were for that, but this one feels just as big. It's an online match, so it doesn't matter as much, but still, a shocking result nonetheless. I think FaZe will be okay. I do think they were testing some things, but still, just a... Yeah, not a great game to end your qualifier stage on if you're FaZe. And if you're Gorillaz, hey, you got one win in the stage. 1-6 ain't good, but hey, you beat FaZe. That's maybe something that could catapult them to a loser's bracket run of some sort. We'll see, but just wanted to talk about it because it was such an outlier of a match.
Yeah, it is. It's crazy, and again, you look at the basically like a 60% of a 3-0 just dominance across the board, and it's funny because we were like, oh, LEG's actually not that bad, guys, trust us, and then they lose to Thieves, and then they turn around and beat FaZe, and like, again, the spread for them to even get two rounds in the control was off the board. That wasn't even they wouldn't put a number on that. Again, it just shows you how just massive of an upset this actually was. It's pretty crazy. Major 2 bracket, here we go. This is the Miami Major. These are the matchups we have. This is the loser's bracket. And, yeah, should be an interesting bracket. Here's Major 2 qualifier wins versus expected wins. So actual wins and then your expected wins pre-week 1. Toronto underperformed. Subliners overperformed, a little bit by the same amount. Vegas overperformed, Thieves overperformed, and then everybody else underperformed. But to be fair on these ones, though, it gets really hard when you start looking at decimal probabilities because you're like, oh, they have a 20% chance to win this game and then a 30% chance to win this game, and those numbers add up. But when they just lose those games, they just get shaved down to zero, right? So when you accumulate probabilities, a 0.2, a bunch of 0.2s get one, but in actuality, it's zero. Right, so that although it looks like they underperformed a lot, it's basically what you'd expect, right? It's just like they're struggling to win any amount of games. But yeah, Legion and Thieves definitely overperforming, and same with Subliners and obviously Texas, right? Optic, we did not have them that high, and that's the thing. In your opinion, what's the story of the stage here? Is it Optic? Is it Subliners? Which one do you think is the biggest unexpected result here?
Yeah, that's a good question. I think everybody was a surprise. Just looking at my numbers, and my numbers don't, when I go through expected wins, they are static, how I calculate them, meaning if in a simulation Vegas beats Toronto, and that's an unexpected win, that doesn't add on to Vegas or Toronto's next matches that they will play. That result doesn't factor into that. It just goes on how good are these teams pre-week one, and let's simulate, you know, if they played all of these teams right now, where would it end up? So yeah, it doesn't really factor in that, oh, maybe Seattle will, if they lose their first couple games with their new lineup, then they're probably trending in the wrong direction, right? It just sees Seattle as they had a decent stage one, major one. Their schedule is a little tough, so 3 wins they come out at. But yeah, really with how variance works, like the Seattle lineup worse than at major one. We didn't really know that going in. It could have been better, could have been worse. Turned out it was worse. And you're right, their losses compound and they end up going 1-6. Maybe some things to tweak on my model there, but yeah, big differences with a lot of these teams. Optic getting 7 wins. No one expected to have 7 wins, really. Toronto, I had close, but even I was like, 6.6 is high. Maybe they get 6, but they got 5 only. So yeah, a lot of overperformers, a lot of underperformers. I will say I got 3 out of the 4 losers bracket teams correct. The only one I missed on was LA Thieves. I had Thieves projected as 12th because, frankly, they were the worst team during Major 1. But yeah, they looked good with their new lineup, kind of the opposite of Seattle Surge. So those teams flipped spots, if you will. But yeah, Carolina, Minnesota, and LAG, they're all in the lower bracket along with Seattle. Carolina, the only returning team to the lower bracket. Minnesota, LAG, and Seattle all started in the upper bracket at Major 1. So a lot of shuffling. I feel like I did a decent job trying to project these out. The top 4 teams were the top 4 teams. The order was a little weird, but yeah, at the end of the day, I'd say decent job on most of them. But yeah, hopefully the numbers are a little more accurate going into Major 3. So we'll see.
Yeah, I agree. Beating the market and combined model results. So both of us had pretty good that last week. Both of us went 2-2-1. Unfortunately, LAG decided to not be good for their first game, only good for their second game. And unfortunately for you, which one did you mess up on? Was it Ultra versus, no, not Ultra versus Thieves. They covered that one. It's Optic. Optic didn't cover the -1.5 versus Subliners.
Yep. Optic won in a game 5 again. That's what they like to do. I went for a big swing there. Optic were an underdog to New York.
Yeah.
I think we both had Optic favored, which we were correct on. They did win the series, but I took a bigger swing trying to get them in a 3-1 or a 3-0. But unfortunately, it took them a game 5 to get it done. We're on the right side of that game, but the spicy -1.5 didn't quite go my way. But yeah, pretty good week for both of us going 2-3.
Yeah. Not so great of a week for our combined model plays. So Vegas, Moneyline, -1.5, map 1, that was all great. LAG, again, what are you guys doing? Shit, come on. Saturday, Vegas, again, cashing the Vegas lines. Carolina, no. Minnesota, no. But Miami, yep, they helped us. Miami just destroyed that series. And then LAG then decided to come in on Sunday and actually cash his ticket for once. Seattle just absolutely no-showed. And then Texas, money line and +1.5. So a bit up and down, but not bad. Again, mostly the bets were pretty good. LAG coming in clutch there with the map 1 and the +2.5 there. Race to 1580. So we actually haven't done this in a couple weeks, and it's very close. So this is what, 610 to 590?
It is 620 to 590. Yeah, huge 30-point lead for me. No, but in all honesty, this could flip. Obviously, there's a ton of points coming at Major 2. Yeah, we'll see how it shakes out. But I'd say right now the difference in a lot of ways is like the Optic New York picks. And that's mostly just because of Major 1, right? New York crashed out. Optic finished third. That helped quite a bit. But otherwise, very close with all of our teams. I expect this to go down to the wire. Yeah, I just thought it was worth sharing to see where we stand before the major, and we'll return to this for the Major 3 qualifiers to see if I still have a lead or if Robert has closed the gap.
We'll see that. I'm excited to see what happens there in a couple of weeks. Match previews, odds via Bet365. Also, Bet365 didn't give us map spreads, so we had to borrow a bit from Bodog. I don't think Bet365 will mind. Mostly because they're not sponsoring us. Game 1, map 1, match 1 of the weekend. Ultra versus Legion. This is the 4 versus the 5 seed. Ultra -700 on the money line. -1.5, -250. 45.5-point favorite in the hard point. 1.5 round favorite in the search. And 1.5 round favorite in the control. Yeah, I'm lower on Ultra here. I'm higher on Vegas. But yeah, this Legion team has surprised us a lot, especially in Hardpoint. They've been really good in Hardpoint. I think this number might be a bit high. I think if there was going to be an upset, I think it would be Legion. Thieves pushed Toronto a little bit. They obviously didn't win that game, but they didn't get blown out. They were able to stay competitive in a couple of those rounds. What are your thoughts here? Do you see any... Your model doesn't see a ton of value in Vegas, but you don't really love it a lot of Toronto. Is this a pass, or is this a Vegas pick for you?
Yeah, it's tough. I've liked Legion the last 2 or 3 weeks a lot in hard points, and they've come through in a big way. But this is a bad matchup for them, I fear. They're very reliant on hard point, Legion, that is. They're good. They're solid at search, solid at control, but when you're running into a team that is as dominant in hardpoint as Toronto is, yes, maybe Toronto is more likely to lose now because they're running into a decent hardpoint team. But yeah, I just think it's a bad matchup for Vegas mostly. I expect a Toronto win, probably a 3-1. It's their typical way of doing things. I think Legion can pick off something here or there. Maybe split the hardpoints. That would be nice. And if they can split the hardpoints, I think Legion are live to possibly upset Ultra. But yeah, at the end of the day, I do like Toronto. They bounced back nicely beating LA Thieves last week in a 3-1. Legion still look good. I don't want to say don't pick Legion, don't bet Legion, because I think they're punching well above their weight class right now. The one caveat with Legion is yes, I think they went 5-2 in their qualifiers. Their schedule was very easy, and Toronto is a good team, like a very good team. So I expect Ultra to get it done, but I don't hate your Legion plays at all. I think they can definitely compete.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think Legion is, again, I think we'll talk about the markets to win the majors soon, and I think there's a reason why they are where they are there. Subliners versus Breach. Subliners, cool, -1,000 on the money line, -2.5, +162, 43.5-point favorites in the hard point, 1.5-round favorites in the search, and 1.5-round favorites in the control. Yeah, they deserve it. I got them a tad lower on the money line, a tad lower on the 2.5, but basically on the money on a lot of stuff, a bit lower in the search. I've basically got, I see very little value on this. I see some value in the spread on the hard point, but outside of that, I'm not seeing a lot I love. I think pretty much everything's priced appropriately. I think Subliners win this game. They move on. I don't know how much they cover the spread, but yeah, I'm not seeing a ton of value in this game. Are you seeing any value? I don't think you're seeing any value here either. This is just watch this game and see how far Subliners can go, right?
Yeah, agree. I expect a New York, probably 3-1, but a sweep is definitely in the cards. But like a lot of weeks, I see Boston map 3 as somewhat valuable. If you just look at the records of both of these teams in control, how much they're winning by, who they're playing, very, very comparable. So that control is pretty close to a 50-50. I think my numbers are pretty spot on in that case. So a +137 for Breach, not bad value. If they can just force a round 5 on a map, I think they're very live, especially if they're on the defensive side, whatever map that may be. So yeah, Boston in control maybe to get it done, but at the end of the day, I do expect New York to come out with the W.
Yeah, I agree with that as well. Third match, Optic versus Miami. Optic only -450 on the money line, so favorite, but not a oppressive favorite. -1.5, -175, 29.5-point favorites in the hard point, 1.5-round favorites in the search, and 1.5-round favorites in the control. Again, this is priced pretty fairly. I'm not seeing a ton of value in a lot of these games. I literally have the hard point spread bang on. Not a lot of value. Now, to be clear, not a lot of value in these games, right? We're already on game 3 here. That being said, that does not mean there will not be value this weekend, but I'm not seeing a ton of value in these first 4 games here, though. I think you feel the same. I don't think you see... If that was a -120 on the spread, I'd be like 100%, but -175, that's a bit steep for me on the -1.5.
Yeah, I agree. Miami are, like, not great at anything, but because Optic is showing some signs of weakness in hardpoint specifically, the -1.5 is always a little shaky with them. They've won multiple Game 5 Round 11s. This is Optic. Now, they're 7-0 on the stage. I think that's important to point out. They have not lost during the Major 2 qualifiers. But man, some of those series could have gone the other way. They had a series against Rocker where it looked like they were going to get swept and then pulled out of control, went on to win Game 4 and Game 5, and the Game 4 was super, super close, I believe, as well. So they pulled out a win in that reverse sweep fashion. I think they had another reverse sweep just last week. They're winning Search and Destroys at a very high clip. Their hard points are still a little shaky. They're going to Game 5 a lot. So that's the one reason why I wouldn't take Optic -1.5 at -175. Just too steep, especially for a Miami team that is solid across the board. I'd say their best mode is hard point. And if that's the case, again, more likely that Miami could at least force a Game 5. So I lean towards Miami. It is their major. I think they'll come out of the gates and compete with Optic. A lot of these spreads are just enormous, and rightfully so. These are the top 4 teams versus other teams that qualified for winner's bracket, so they all should be very heavy favorites. I do agree that Optic should be the shortest favorites of the bunch, despite going 7-0. I think they just lucked out in a lot of matches. Those round 11s don't always go their way. They didn't early in the season, and now they are. So we'll see how that continues moving forward, if they can maintain that round 11 luck or if it starts going the other way. But yeah, Miami, a weird last month and a half for them. Disappointed big time at Major 1. Really started shaky Major 2, but two wins got them into winner's bracket. Congrats. But I don't think they got the worst poll by any means. I think they can compete with Optic. They've already beaten them once this year. Granted, that was online 3 months ago now. But yeah, I don't mind Miami. If you want to take a map one, plus 1.5. If you want to get crazy and take them on the money line, go for it. I think they'll bring some stiff competition in their opening match at their own major.
All right. Last game for the week, that we're going to cover. A lot more games this weekend, though, but for what we're covering, FaZe versus Thieves. FaZe -2.5, plus 120, minus 900 on the money line, -2.5, plus 125, 44.5 spread in the hard point, 1.5 point spread in the search, and 1.5 point spread in the control, 1.5 round spread in the control. And yeah, I basically got this bang on. I track the model very closely, have FaZe slightly more favored in the control, slightly less favored in the search, but that's basically the same, right? Not a lot of differences from the lines here. Again, not a lot of value in these first four games. What do you see here?
I don't see much of anything. I would be okay with FaZe map one spread. Their hardpoint is looking very good during the Major 2 qualifiers, and you see a lot of value map 3 on FaZe as well. To cover a round and a half in control is always a little scary, but I think they can get it done. Thieves in control at Major 2, it has not been great for them, to say the least, and FaZe are dominant in control. Yeah, a sweep is very likely. Maybe Thieves can pick off something, possibly a search. But yeah, I don't read into that Atlanta LAG loss at all, really. And props to Thieves. They finished 4-3, I believe. Very much improved from Major 1. But yeah, Atlanta's going to right the ship. I think they get it done. And yeah, I don't hate Map 1 or Map 3 spreads for FaZe at all. I think they're ready to go.
I agree with that assessment. Futures preview. So these are 100% from Bet365. This is absolutely crazy to me. And it's funny because we called this exactly. We literally said last week, and we probably clip it, but I won't because I have a lot to do this week. But we literally said basically four teams are going to be clustered here. We have no idea which team's going to be one or four. And I think that completely is borne out here. And then we're like, someone, probably Legion is going to be like 30-1. Everybody's going to be like 100-1. And that's literally exactly what happened. Literally exactly what happened. The funny thing is this. There are four teams that are between plus 110 and minus 150 to reach the final. That's nuts. Do you know how nuts that is? That's like the cumulative probability of these four teams to make the final is like what? Like 200%? It doesn't even, obviously it adds to it, but like the odds on to reach the final are absolutely horrible. These are like horrendous odds. Even to win outright is bad, but to reach the final is just horrendous. Yeah, what are your thoughts on us just like on completely nailing the thing here?
Yeah, pat on the back for sure. I think what I said exactly last weekend was we'd have all four of these teams between plus 200 and plus 300. I just missed that. I didn't realize FaZe would be a plus 175 tournament favorite. And we'll get into the prices and what we think. yeah. We'll get into the prices in a minute and who we see value on, perhaps. But yeah, I think it was a relatively easy read. There wasn't really anything like Legion or Miami or Rocker or any of those other teams could have done last week to really shift the odds drastically. The top four were pretty locked in from the get-go. Yeah, three of those top four finished top three at Major 1. The only one who struggled was New York, but they look really good now. I expect them to have a better Major 2 than their Major 1. But yeah, it's still weird to see. Is anyone taking like Legion outright at 33-1? Who are those people? Like, maybe it's a fair price or it's close to fair, but there's just I can't see it happening. Any of those winners bracket teams, right? Congratulations on qualifying for winners bracket, but it feels like all of you are also starting in losers bracket round one. Yeah, the CDL points are nice for those teams, and maybe one of them can pull an upset. And that's actually a question I wanted to ask you, Robert, was what's more likely to happen? The top four seeds all win their round one matches, or at least one of them loses? Because I have, I'm really close on this, but I wanted to hear your opinion first.
All four win. Actually, what is the odds of that in the sports book? Let me, do you actually calculate the odds, or?
So I didn't turn it into a parlay or anything like that, but yeah, I went into my model and just took all the favorites' win probability, multiplied them together, and I actually got a 49% chance that the top four all win. So now I think that might be a little low because I think my numbers on Miami are a little high. But yeah.
What I will say is that I parlayed in Bodog, which is easier because to do that in Bet365 to get the number, I have to sign in. So I just quickly did it. -144, and the numbers are very comparable anyways. -144. So that's basically a what? 60-ish%? So that's a relatively big difference from you. And I actually agree that number is quite high, I would say. It's a bit interesting there in that case. I would say that you're basically saying it's a 60% chance that they all win. I think there's going to be an upset. I think now you can't bet on +1+ upsets. I wish you could, but unfortunately that's not a line they're giving us. Yeah, I think it's interesting. I think we're going to see some very interesting results in this. I think there will be an upset. I think so. All right, let's talk about it this way then. Who is the most likely in your mind to get the upset? Is it Legion, Heretics, Thieves, or Breach? Who do you think is most likely to have the upset? Yeah, to me
it's Miami. It's Miami, even though they are the 8 seed. They only had 2 wins during the Major 2 qualifiers. I just think it lines up pretty well. Like they've had some success versus this Optic team earlier in the year. Miami, although they had 2 wins, they could have had more. A couple of those series just did not go their way. And on the flip side, Optic, I think, way overperformed. They got 7 wins, but a couple of those were really close to going the other way. So I think even though it is the 1 versus 8, it's closer than what it seems. My vote would be Miami. It's also in Miami. They're hosting the event. Maybe there's something to that. And yeah, maybe the Florida Mutineers curse can come back into play. Who knows? But that would be my vote. I just think Legion are the best team of the 5, 6, 7, 8 seed. But to me, they're going up against the best team, and they don't match up well just because hard points are pretty much a lock for Ultra in their series. And then the other teams, Thieves, I think, maybe have a shot if FaZe still look wobbly. And this Thieves team continues to perform relatively well with their new lineup. Maybe them. New York, Boston, I think, definitely not. Good job on Boston getting winner's bracket, but New York is in another groove right now. But yeah, so it's really tough to say who specifically is going to get it done, but I do think one of the underdogs will. But yeah, if I had to choose, I would go Miami.
Yeah, I actually disagree with you. I'd go Legion. I think Toronto has shown some weakness. They lost to Optic. They lost to FaZe. Didn't look the most dominant against some of the other teams. I think it's a very close call there. And I would personally take Legion over Miami. I actually like Optic to win it. I said this last week. I said, when you see the market, who do you take? And I said, take the team that's basically fourth in the thing. That's the most value. And the thing is, I think these markets, and actually I think we'll use this to transition to the next slide here. So you have your CDL metrics model here, and you do have Texas lower, but I just, and your data seems to somewhat back it up. I just think it's crazy that Atlanta is that far ahead. Like, they were not the best team in the major. They beat Toronto, cool, but they lost to Subliners, and they didn't play Optic. but they lost to, or no, they did, no, they played Optic. I can't remember. No, they didn't play Optic. No, they didn't play Optic, but they lost to, oh, they lost to LEG and
I
they
can't remember.
lost to Subliners. Okay. They definitely lost to someone. A couple teams here, because Optic is the number one seed. I think it's crazy that the number one seed is the fourth likeliest to win. I just, that math does not, it doesn't work for me. It doesn't compute for me. I think there's something off about that math. Yeah, I think it's iffy, and I'll take Optic and even Subliners, because I just, looking at these numbers here, it's just these numbers are too, it's too bunched up at the top. There's got, I just say, and again, not every single one of these is completely predictable, right? How many times do we go into a major thinking this team is going to win and then they win? Only a couple of times in Cold War did that really happen, right? I just think that, or yeah, but it was actually, yeah, it was Cold War. I just think we're in for a, okay, it's going to be a couple of different teams that could win, and it's not going to be the team we think. I think there's just the difference between it's the top four and then everybody below them, and I think the difference between those top four is a lot smaller than people think there is. And I also think the difference between those top four and everybody else is a lot bigger than people think it is too. And I think we're in a basically a league here where any of those top four could beat any of the other top four on any given day, basically. It just depends on how you feel that day, how you come out, are you juiced, are you whatever, right? Not steroids, but like, are you feeling it that day, right? And I think that's ultimately the issue here. And I think that the four teams are powerful enough that either any of them can win a major, right? I just don't know if I don't. I would just take the team I'm getting the best odds at rather than the teams that I'm having to pay a lot more money for. That's my take on that. And you feel that there's value on Toronto here. Let make your state your case for the value on Toronto.
I do, yeah. Yeah, you mentioned earlier, it is hard to like call your shot on a team at a major, even in a league where there's only 12 teams and half of them are competitive, or a third of them are competitive. But I do want to give myself one other pat on the back. I did call Toronto Ultra to win Major One. I did have them favored over FaZe, despite FaZe going 7-0 in the qualifier stage, mostly just because Toronto had Hardpoint on lock. And for the most part, Ultra still do. They did trip up twice during the Major Two qualifiers, but they're still dominant. Like they've won 92% of their hard points with the current map set that we have. It's just rare that you're able to pull off a map win in a hard point against Ultra. And to me, that game mode is the most predictive of team success. Especially when you're Toronto and you're blowing people out on a consistent basis. Like 50 point wins are the norm for Ultra, 60 points, 70 points, anything like that. The one thing that worries me is that they are trending down a little bit. They have had some tighter hard points. They have slipped up in Search and Destroy now that Skid Row is out of the map set. They are much more of a 500 team when it comes to Search and Destroy. And control too is a little bit of a shaky mode for them. So, in a 7-game series, right, where three of the games are searches and there's just as many controls as there are hard points, then I get a little nervous about Ultra. But they've been so good all year. Their losses are all quality losses, if you will. They did lose to FaZe in the Major 2 qualifiers, but let's not forget that they dominated them at Major 1. So I'd still give the lean to Toronto in a head-to-head series between those two. They also did trip up against Optic in the Major 2 qualifiers, but that was through a 2-3-5 dominant map set from Optic. The hard points still very much went in the way of Toronto Ultra. To me, if Ultra can just figure out that Search and Destroy map pool, they did try to play Terminal one time. It did not go well, so I think that should remain the auto veto for them. But if they can pick up Search and Destroy wins here or there, a control win here or there, I think their hard point is still good enough to carry them to victory. The opposite of that is what New York and Optic are doing right now. Yes, they are the one seed and the two seed, but a lot of their success is predicated on winning Search and Destroys, winning round 11s, getting the defensive side and controls, which won't always happen. And unless their hard point can improve, I think Toronto are the superior team. But we can debate. I don't dislike your logic of Optic are plus 275. That's the lowest number on the board. They went 7-0. They're close enough to these teams for you to bet number. I get that. I oftentimes use that logic. And the one thing I think we really agree on is, why is FaZe the favorite? To me, that doesn't make any sense at all. Toronto Ultra did lose to them heads up at Major 2 qualifiers, but again, they dominated them at Major 1. Atlanta aren't the one seed, right? They're the three seed. They've shown some signs of weakness as well, as recently as a couple days ago when they lost to LA Gorillas. So, you know, we'll see. FaZe obviously are very live to win, as are the other three teams we've discussed. But yeah, it's an interesting debate to try to figure out which of these teams will come through in the end.
Yeah, I agree with that. And then again, this is similar numbers, odds to reach the final. Again, cumulative probability, that's 200-ish% for the top four teams. Now, to be fair, these are nothing, right? But this cumulative probability adds up to probably, what, 240% if you sum up at maybe 230 or something. So, like, the market is not in your favor, and the problem is the market is just on all these. So my point is that you're basically just taking you're saying, I think this team is going to win or make it to the finals. I don't particularly care about value. I don't see a ton of value on any of these, but you see some value here on Ultra, though. Which, like, again, Ultra can go on a run. They have in the past. They could do it here, too. I see no issue with that logic. But, yeah, I'd rather stay away from this market, though. What's your take on that?
Yeah, this market, so if you dive into the numbers, there is actually less hold from the sportsbook on the to reach the final market, which why a lot of times, like, we talk about this market every year, pretty much at every major, and my numbers always show a little bit of value on these prices rather than the outright market. And I dug into that a little bit, and it turns out, yeah, there is less hold in this market for whatever reason. If you add up all the probabilities for all the teams in the to win outright market, you get something like 130%. So there's a 30% hold from the sportsbook. If you look at the to reach the major final market, there is about a 225% total implied probability. So about a 25% overhead because two teams will make the final. 200% should be the fair line. And I just discussed Toronto earlier, right? They scare me a little bit in a best of seven. But to get to that, I love them, right? Best of fives are great if you're a dominant hardpoint team and you're a little shaky at control. But once you get to that game set or that best of seven, search and destroy matters more. Your control matters just as much as your hardpoint. So if you're ultra, you have to get wins on other game modes, which they are more than capable of. But there is more of a chance that if they're paired up with an elite search and destroy team, maybe that team just wins all three searches and then pulls one map somewhere else. So I actually like Toronto slightly more in this market. FaZe as well, I think, just because there's less hold overall. But they're maybe not quite as fun because you're paying a minus 125 or even money. So the payout isn't as good. I get that. But to me, the less hold matters a little more.
Yeah, I agree with that sentiment as well. Beating the market and combined model plays. I'm going straight hard points this week. We're going FaZe -44.5, Legion +45.5, and then Boston -43.5. We're just playing hard points in and out. That's it. Just quick, easy in and out games. You've got Ultra to reach the final at -125. You got Ultra to win outright, and then you have Heretics map 1 +162 versus Texas. I will say I don't hate this per se. I have Optic winning this by exactly 30 points, or I think like 32, and the spread's 29. So I'm not touching that. So that's my take on that. On combined model plays. One second. Yeah, combined model plays. We got Miami Moneyline +1.5 and map 1. No futures there. And next week, we will be back for a major. Actually, not for a while. It's going to be a while. It's going to be several weeks. But major 3-week 1. And then we will do that in a few more weeks from now. Yeah, it's going to be pretty interesting. I'm really intrigued what's going to happen with this major. I think it's going to be really interesting. I think it's a very clear top four. When the top four play, watch them. And when the other ones don't, try to find some value on some dogs. Maybe. I guess. I don't know. But yeah, that's my take on this. Any last words here before we sign off?
Yeah, we didn't talk about much the lower bracket teams, how that could shake out. We very much expect those 5, 6, 7, 8 seeds all to fall down to lower bracket. But those games, although they might not be the most intriguing because there's not the best teams, those do matter quite a bit for CDL points at the end of the year, right? You're accumulating points very quickly at majors. So if one of those teams can go on a nice run, maybe finish top four like Rocker did last major, that helps. That's a big boost. We'll see if any of those teams can weasel their way to Sunday, perhaps. But yeah, if there's any major where the top four teams are going to be there on Sunday, it really does feel like it'll be this one.
Yeah, I agree. And I think, yeah, this is going to be a really fun major. And let's see if we're right. Right now, the story we're saying today is the top four, they're the top four in the game. Let's see if the top four all make it to Sunday. And if not, let's see what happens. And obviously we'll recap what happened, and if some team, obviously I suspect there's going to be some team changes when we return, and we'll cover all that back on Thursday, April 11th. Until then, see everybody.